welcome again to the program. Today we're going to continue speaking on that subject of contentment. Stay tuned. In our previous program, we were talking about contentment. Paul the Apostle said contentment. Godliness with contentment, he said, is great gain. The dictionary says contentment is a state of happiness and satisfaction. Well, that may be their definition, but it's not what God's talking about when he talks about contentment. Happiness, a state of happiness. Happiness depends on what's happening. What was happening in Paul's life when he said he had learned to be content? He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, he was in labors, he was stripes, imprisoned, often close to death. 5 times he said, I received 40 stripes, save one. 3 times he was beaten with rods. He said, once I was stoned. 3 times he was shipwrecked. He journeyed in perils in the waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of his own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, and in the city, and in the wilderness, in perils in the sea. And then he mentioned the false brethren. He said in verse 27, in weariness and painfulness, and watching often, in hunger, thirst, and in fasting often, in cold and dark, and nakedness. Besides those things, he said, the care of all the churches. And it was Paul who said, be content, I have learned. He said in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Strength for today, we need to just turn it all over to the Lord. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength we will find to meet our trials here. Listen to this message and song. It's sung by the Raines family. They just went through a trial. Their little girl was very, very sick, almost died. However, the Lord answered prayer and the little girl's okay now. But when you're going through all of these things, listen to someone who knows how to handle it with the power of God. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each arm. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name Counselor and power, the protection of his pearl and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made.
Again, Paul said, godliness with contentment is great gain. I've read this before. I want to read it again. Years ago, I was just a teenager when I came across this quote by Alan Redpath. I saved it all these years. I look at it quite often. I have it hanging on the wall in my office. And I want to quote it to you today. He said, there is nothing, no circumstance, no trouble, no testing that can ever touch me until, first of all, it has gone right past Christ, right through to me. If it has come that far, it has come with great purpose, which I may not understand at the moment, but as I refuse to become panicky, as I lift up my eyes to His and accept it as coming from the throne of God for some great purpose of blessing to my own heart, no sorrow will ever disturb me. No trial will ever disarm me. No circumstance will cause me to fret, for I shall rest in the joy of what my Lord is.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what He deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord Himself is near me, with a special mercy for each arm. All my cares He fain would bear and cheer me, He whose name Counselor and Power, the protection of His crown and treasure, is a charge that on Himself He made. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, is the pledge to me. Please.